Catholic Church. Brothers and sisters, to say in the time period that Ellen White said that the Protestant churches were going to come back to Rome based on common points of doctrine was absolutely ridiculous in that time period. But we're living in that time period where it isn't ridiculous any longer. It's happening. And not only is it happening, we're far down the stream of time. More Lutherans, Episcopalians, evangelicals and Catholics find the tie that binds. Catholics and evangelicals begin fence mending. And of course we know they signed their agreement, and more about the evangelicals and Catholics coming together. So here we have the whole virtually the whole Protestant world, whether it's the Baptists with Billy Graham, the Lutherans, Episcopalians, the evangelicals, are already back with Rome, brothers and sisters. But Revelation 13 says the whole world is going to wander out after the beast, which would be even probably more than the Protestant world. And of course, we've recently seen the Pope go to Jerusalem and the Middle East. And here's some articles. This is an article about the Pope when he was in Egypt on his recent trip. Let me read you the first paragraph at least and see if anything jumps out at you. Pope John Paul II tackled sectarian divisions Friday, prodding fellow Christian leaders to work to heal their rifts and even offering to discuss the primacy of the Roman Catholic pontiff. And this is in Egypt. He's working to heal the rifts in Egypt, and Egypt is not primarily Protestant. Here's a title from another part of his trip to Jerusalem. Pope hopes to heal the rift. The healing is going on, but that's, would we expect Muslims, which Palestinians are, to get connected with Roman Catholicism? This one here is about Yasser Arafat and Pope John Paul II sign a historical covenant. The whole world is going to wonder after the beast, not simply the Protestants, but evidently even the Muslim world. Here we see some of the information on the Palestinians signing a pact with Rome. The Israelis and the Vatican cement formal ties. Now, when we see, I'll save this one, but remember, Israel and Vatican